After 2 years of rigorous examination by the International Financial Action Task Force, South Africa was removed from the grey listing. And because of that, it indicates to us that the cost of borrowing in the international financial markets will be less in coming months and years. And that, of course, is good news, especially given the very big financial requirements by the public sector. And here we think of Eskom, Transnet, the government. And if that could assist them in acquiring funds, especially capital, to invest in the infrastructure of South Africa, if that cost is declining, then it, of course, increases or improves the situation, financial situation of these institutions, and eventually should be to the benefit of the total economy. So this was good news.